Mishnah says if a shliach tzibur makes a mistake, someone else should come and take over for him. One should not refuse to go take over for him at that time. And the substitute shliach tzibur begins from the bracha where the mistake was made. Shliach tzibur should not answer amen to the berachas kehanim because we're afraid he may get mixed up. Even if the shliach tzibur is the only kayin, he should not duchen. If he is certain that he can duchen and go right back into tefillah without being mixed up, then he's permitted to do so. Brisa says that when someone's asked to go daven for the amid, at first he should refuse. When he's asked a second time, he should start stirring as if he's about to get up. When he's asked a third time, he should immediately go and daven for the amid. Rav Huna says if the mistake of the shliach tzibur was in the first three brachas, the substitute begins from the beginning of the three brachas. If the mistake was anywhere in the middle brachas besides the first three and last three, anywhere in the middle brachas, he starts again from Atochayna in the beginning of the middle brachas. If the mistake was anywhere in the last three brachas, he always goes back to Ritzei. Rav Asi says the middle brachas have no seder, and therefore you just go to the one that you made a mistake in. Rav Sheshes asks on Rav Huna, our Mishnah says that you go back to the bracha in which you made the mistake. You see, you don't go back to the beginning of the middle brachas, or the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, right? Rav Huna said all the middle brachas are considered to be one bracha. So the Mishnah says you go back to the beginning of the bracha. If you're in the middle, it means to go back to the beginning section of the middle brachas. Or in the beginning, or the first three brachas, you go back to the beginning section of the first three brachas, which is the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Yehuda says you don't ask for your needs in the first three brachas or in the last three brachas, only in the middle set of brachas. Rav Chanina said the first three are to be mesada, the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The middle section is to ask what you need, and the last three are really to sort of express gratitude for what you've just asked for. Brisa says the Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer once went to daven for the Yamid and daven too, was taking very long to daven. The other Talmidim complained about that. Rabbi Eliezer said, listen, he's not davening as long as Moshe Rabbeinu, who said, the Pasuk says, daven for 40 days and 40 nights. Another Talmud davened for the Amid by Rabbi Eliezer, and he davened very quickly. The Talmidim complained about that as well. Rabbi Eliezer said, he has not davened shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu, whose whole tefillah for Miriam was Kael no Refa no La. As a side, Rabbi Yaakov, in the name of Chisda, says, you see that when you're davening someone, you don't have to necessarily say their name, because over here, he davened for Miriam without even mentioning her name. Brisa says, with regard to bowing down in Shemoneh Esrei, that has to be done in the beginning and the end of the bracha of Avos, the beginning of the end and the end of the bracha of Hoidah. If someone wants to bow down at the beginning or end of every bracha, we teach him that he should not be doing so. Shem ben Pazi, in the name of Yeshua Malevi, in the name of Kapara, said that is true for a hedyot, a regular person. However, Kohen Gadol bows down at the end of each and every bracha, and a king bows down at the beginning and the end of each and every bracha. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeini said that Rabbi Yeshua Malevi says that a Kohen Gadol is actually at the beginning of every bracha, and a king is actually, once he bows down by the first bracha, he does not straighten up until he's finished Shemoneh Esrei. One brisa says it's praiseworthy to bow down in the bracha of Hoidah. Another brisa says it's actually meguna, it's disgraceful to do so. Gemara says it's not a problem because the brisa that says it's praiseworthy is referring to bowing at the beginning of the bracha, and the brisa says that it's not the proper thing to do, it's talking about bowing at the end of the bracha. Rava would bow at the beginning and the end of Hoidah, and he explained that he saw that Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes did so. And when the Brisa says that it's not proper to bow at the end of Hoidah, that Brisa is talking about the Hoidah of Hallel, or the Hoidah in Birchas HaMazon. Mishnah says if someone davens and makes a mistake, it's a bad simon for him. If he's the Shliach Tzibur who makes a mistake, it's a bad simon for the entire shul who sent him, because the Shluchah Shal Adam Kamaisai. They said about Rabbi Chanina Mendoza that when he would daven for sick people, he would say which one is going to live and which one is going to die. And when he asked, how does he know that, he explained, if the tefillah is fluent in my mouth, it goes easily from my heart to my mouth, then I know that my tefillah will be a mekubal and this person will live. If not, I know that it's not going to be a mekubal and the person will not live. Gemara says, Rabbi Chia Amar of Safra Meshum, in the name of one of the Talmidim of Rebbe, say that the place that it's a problem to make a mistake in is the bracha of Avos. That's what the Mishnah is referring to when it says Simin Raloi, when it's in the first bracha. Some say this member of Avchia was actually talking about Kavana, where you have to have Kavana, and he said that the Ikka Kavana you have to have is in the bracha of Avos. Mishnah then said that Rabbi Chanina would know who would live and who would die based on his tefillah. Rishu Malevi says, we can learn this from a pasuk that says, Bayre nivsif asayim, shalom, shalom l'rochik, v'lakariv, amah Hashem, urfasiv. Play on the words of Bayre is like Bari, when the tefillah is strong and fluent, that's when there will be a refuah. Chia Baraba, the name of Yechanan, said, well, all the good things that it said, the good rewards that the Nevi'im speak about, that's for someone who marries off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham, or who takes the Talmud Chacham in as a partner into business, or as Mahana Talmud Chacham. But Talmud Chacham themselves, they get much more reward. It's the Ayin Loi Ra'a Asra, Alekim Zulascha, Yasal, Mechaki Loi. You know, the author of Chia Baraba, Yechanan, says that the reward spoken about by the Nevi'im, that refers to the Yimei HaMashiach, Whereas, but in Olam Haba, that is where Ayin Lo Yira'as or Likim Zul Asecha. This argues on Shmuel, who says the only difference between Olam Hazeh and Moed HaMashiach is that in Moed HaMashiach there will no longer be Shibul Malchias. And again, Rabbi Yochanan said that what the Nevi'im refer to is actually, that's say for Balei Tshuva. But Tzadikim Gemurim, they have Ayin Lo Yira'as or Likim Zul Asecha. This argues on Rav Avohu, who says that in a place where Balei Tshuva are, even Tzadikim Gemurim can't reach. As far as what does it mean, Ayin Lo Yira'as, what does it refer to? Rabbi Shmuel Levi says it refers to a special wine from special grapes from the day from the Sheshes Mei Bereishis. Rabbi Shmuel Nachmani says it refers to Eden. Brisa says when Rabbi Gamliel's son got sick, he sent Rabbi Chanina Medeisa to please daven for him, and Rabbi Chanina Medeisa was able to say exactly when he got healed based on his tefillah. Also, Rabbi Chanina Medeisa once davened for the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he got healed. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai explained, "I am like an officer to Hashem, whereas Rabbi Chanina Medeisa is like an eved to Hashem. He can go in and ask whenever he wants." Chiba Abba, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said you should always daven in a place with windows. It helps you concentrate. Rav Kahana said it's haughty to daven in an open area. And it's also haughty to go ahead and detail and tell people about your averus. Analach parach einoimdim.